Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Paul Provenza has 2. Paula Poundstone has 1.
Paula, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Less than a year after returning to the airwaves, blank was caught up in another controversy over a statement about an African-American athlete.
Don Imus.
Yeah, he did it again. President Bush lifted trade sanctions against blank and plans to remove it from the official list of countries that sponsor terrorism.
North Korea?
Right. Republican California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger came out against members of his own party who want to lift a ban on offshore blanking.
Drilling.
Right. NASA scientists announced that their initial tests show that soil on blank could support life.
Mars?
Yes. Cops in Edmonton, Canada are looking for a man who robbed a bank while blanking.
Brainstorming.
While exercising his right to bear arms.
While test driving a truck with the salesman still in the truck. Corn and livestock prices rose to record highs because of last week's blanks in the Midwest.
Because of popcorn sales during the Love Guru film.
No, because of floods. You may have heard floods in the Midwest.
Floods.
Officials in Beijing are changing the names of food on menus so that Olympic visitors wanting to order a capon will not have to order blank.
Something like smelly chicken unmentionables or something?
No, actually they won't have to order chicken without sexual life.
Where do you eat Chinese?
Because of rather too literal translation, menus in English at the Beijing Olympics were going to offer such tasty treats as husband and wife's lung slice and chicken without sexual life. Now, thanks to a new pamphlet of suggested English translations, those dishes will be listed as beef and ox tripe and chili sauce and steamed pullet. In regards to the chicken without sex life, they're saying the chicken community is reported to be pleased with the change. They said that they found a single life fulfilling and were just waiting for Rooster Wright. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 9 points, and Paula has the lead.
All righty then.
I would say that if either Paul or Adam drop dead in the next few seconds, I've got it.
All right, Paul, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Residents of Alaska were stunned by the Supreme Court's decision to cut damages for the 1989 oil spill caused by the blank.
Exxon Valdez.
Right after the opposition leader withdrew, President Bush called the runoff election in blank a sham.
It's Mugabe.
Yes, in the country of?
Mugabe land.
No. It's Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
John McCain offered a $300 million prize to anyone who could produce a blank that would help reduce our dependence
on oil. A
battery. Yes, a car battery. A top NASA scientist warned this week that blank is so serious that without drastic action, we're toast.
Global warming.
Right. In Montana, a quick draw contest between two men went bad because one opponent forgot blank.
His gun.
No, he forgot that his gun
pencil
that he was holding was loaded. Just days after Martha Stewart was denied a visa to England, blank was denied a U.S. visa for his North American tour.
Zimbabwe.
No. The answer is Boy George. Apparently, yes, we really want to hurt him. After the bid became hostile, blank rejected Belgian beer makers InBev's takeover proposal.
Anheuser-Busch,
yes. A man in Lakeville, Minnesota, awoke at 3 in the morning to find local police standing in his bedroom who said they were there to blank.
Swing on the flippity-flop.
No. They said they were there in his bedroom at 3 in the morning to remind him that he needs to lock his doors at night.
Oh.
The police came into Troy Molda's house at 3 a.m. They shushed the kids at his 5-year-old sleepover.
Jeez. It's okay, we're police.
They went upstairs, they pointed their flashlights at Molda's sleeping face to wake him up. They then told him that his garage door was open, his TV was on, his keys were in his truck, and his house door was open a crack.
Where does he live?
He lives in Lakeville, Minnesota. Carl. Right.
How'd I do, Carl?
How did Paul do in our quiz?
Give me the bad news.
Paul had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, and Paul has taken a slight lead.
All right. So how many, then, if any, does Adam need to win?
3 to tie, 4 to win outright.
Here we go. This is for the game, Adam. Here we go. NBC announced that Tom Brokaw is taking over for the late Tim Russert as the host of blank until the election.
Meet the Press.
Right. A new report released Tuesday revealed that the blank had engaged in illegal hiring practices.
FBI.
No, the Department of Justice itself. Rockets fired by Gaza militants into blank threatened the week-old truce.
Israel.
Right. A Democratic official said that Barack Obama is personally donating money to help pay blank's campaign debts.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. A Texas inmate trying to escape jail was quickly caught after he blanked.
Took off all his clothes.
No, crashed through the ceiling into a police chief's office.
Oh, right.
The father of singer blank said this week that she has been diagnosed with emphysema due to drug use.
Amy Winehouse.
Right, doctor said that blank should recover fully from his surgery, although he will miss the upcoming British Open and PGA Championship.
Tiger Woods.
Yes, a Pittsburgh exhibit of artifacts from the Titanic was shut down briefly this week after blank.
The exhibit flooded.
Exactly. Pittsburgh's Carnegie Science Center had to shut down Titanic, the artifact exhibition, for an afternoon this week when a water main broke. It's all right. The things were used to it. After a cleanup, the exhibit reopened without incident. Curators say the damage could have been extensive if they hadn't been tipped off by a frozen Leonardo DiCaprio floating past the main entrance. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
Adam needed 4 to win outright. He had 6 correct answers.
Oh, my God.
So with 16 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
I knew when I saw that you were going to wear that shirt that that was your correct answer shirt, and I may as well just turn in, may as well just bow out right in the beginning.
Why didn't you wear your correct answer shirt?
I don't have one.
Oh.